Moncrief on News Talk.
Now in front of the courts today, as Lenny from The Simpsons said, alcohol and night swimming, it's a winning combination. Al Menny is one of Ireland's best known big wave surfers, but has now embraced swimming at night without the alcohol. Of course, afternoon, Al.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So you were already, one would have thought, using the sea to its full potential. What made you think, I know, I'll go out at night?
Do you know what it was? It was back during the pandemic lockdowns, whenever I couldn't travel anymore, I couldn't go anywhere else in the world to surf or any of that. And the beaches are so busy during the day, I waited until it was dark at night and I slipped into the water. And it kind of just became a thing I did every day, every evening. And over time, I've really taken to it now. And I love it. It's amazing. It's brought another sort of perspective to a world I knew so well.
Is this now, are we talking about you do this like when it's dark?
Yeah, so like it's funny, you think of night swimming and you think it's pitch black dark, but dark is on a spectrum. So some nights it's actually very bright because there's a lot of light from the moon or from maybe street lights reflecting off cloud cover. And some nights it's darker than others, but it's at night, it's in the dark and relatively in the dark depending on what it's like. But yeah, so it's theoretically swimming at night in the dark.
Yeah, but then when you get into the sea, do you have to kind of plan it out so you still know where the shore is?
Oh yeah. So it's a whole, like, it's very well organized. Like, for example, I do this on the beach where I've lived and grown up all my life. I've been on this beach for 40 odd years now. I know the waters, I know the sandbars, I know how the water moves depending on the conditions and the current. So it's all pre-planned. And although you think it's dark, you can't see anything. I can still see landmarks. I can see top of cliffs. I can see lights on the pier. I know where I am. I've never not known where I was, if that makes sense. So it's all pre-planned. It's all organized beforehand. I know exactly where I'm going and when I'm doing it.
Yeah. And when you're in the sea, do you have to wear some sort of a light so, you know, you don't get like a knocked by a boat or something?
Oh no, I'm never in water that deep. But I'm very close to shore, and I specifically swim within the surf zones where the surf is breaking. And the reason for that is that's my forte. The surf is where I know, so I don't go beyond the surf. There's no risk of ever running into anything like that, like a boat or anything. I don't actually wear a light. I used to. I tried with lights, but lights actually make it very disorientating. It's easier to let my eyes adjust, and then when my eyes adjust, my hearing picks up the sound of the water. I hear the waves breaking. I know where they are. I can feel the motion of the water more clearly and more defined because I've just let myself accept the environment around me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I find lights actually are disorientating. It blinds me. It reflects off the water too much, especially if there's white water.
Yeah.
I do have a light with me as a backup, but I don't use it for navigation.
Right. Okay. And so are you wearing a flotation device or
yeah. Not? Yeah. So I do. Yeah, I do wear one. I have a wetsuit on, which is a 6mm wetsuit, which floats me anyway. But on top of that, I wear a flotation device. And that comes from a surfing background as well. On big wave surfing, we wear flotation devices and sometimes we wear two of them. So I do all that as well. So yeah, I am well prepared for all that. But I've never ever felt like I've ever had the need for any of those things. I'm doing what I do. It's very safe considering what it sounds like. I do take precautions. I do know exactly where I am, and I'm only doing it in a place that I know. I would never do it somewhere where I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And is it noticeably colder at night in the water?
No, I don't really notice the cold other than whenever I'm getting changed on the beach. That's the coldest bit, because the wind gets at you. You know, it could cut you in two, as we say. But you know, once I'm in the water, I'm kind of below the surface other than my face, and I don't have any exposure to the cold, really. I'm moving, I'm swimming around. I don't feel cold at all now.
Yeah. And how long would you stay in for on average?
It could be anything from, so depending on the conditions, I would swim a kilometre in about 11 and a half minutes, or it can sometimes take me over half an hour, depending on currents and the movement of the water and the tide and that sort of thing. But I try to stay in there relatively short. I just go in, have a bit of swim around. Sometimes I swim a bit of distance, but it's never like I'm not in there for hours. I'm not in there all night.
And yeah.
I kind of choose the conditions to suit me for a period of time.
And at night, if it was a nice summer evening, for instance, and you know, a couple might have slipped down to the beach to have a few intimate moments, and then suddenly this man, as I understand it, you're quite a big man, suddenly emerges from the sea. Have you ever frightened the life out of anyone?
No, but it's funny. I was once, about 5 or 6 years ago, I was running along the beach in the shadows of the sand dunes to slip into the water. And I did to somebody, and I thought for a minute, oh my goodness, what's he doing? And then I thought, hang on a minute, he's probably wondering what I'm doing. It's probably scary for him to see me running around, but no, I've never done that. In fact, I'm so cautious that I don't actually want to be seen going into the water, because somebody who doesn't know what I'm doing or know my background or anything about it could think there's something wrong. So I try to make sure that someone's with me. I go in unnoticed, and I just don't really sort of make it known that I'm in the water, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Al, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Al Menny there, a big wave surfer and the author of Night Swimming, How to Swim Through the Darkness.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.